Works of art are created to be seen, not hidden away in safes or bank vaults. Unfortunately, hanging paintings on walls or putting sculptures on pedestals leaves them vulnerable to theft. In the spring of 1974, Johannes Vermeer's Lady Writing a Letter with Her Maid was stolen from Rusborough House in Ireland. The painting was recovered, only to be stolen again in the spring of 1986. It was again recovered and now hangs in the National Gallery of Ireland. Vermeer has been a popular target for thieves. In 1990, Vermeer's The Concert was stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. It and others are still missing. The shadowy world of art theft is the subject of Matthew Hart's new book, The Irish Game. He's in our London bureau. Mr. Hart, let's go back to 1974. Who stole the Vermeer from the Rusborough House and why?
The Vermeer was stolen in 1974 by Bridget Rose Dugdale. She was a British heiress, a rather helter-skelter person of very good education. She was an Oxford graduate, later got a PhD from the University of London. And she had a passion for causes, and finally settled upon the cause of Irish unity. After a year or so at this, she took up with an IRA soldier named Eddie Gallagher and embarked on a rather hectic tour of Ireland. And not long after that, on a springtime night in 1974, in a maroon Ford Cortina, drove out of County Kildare into County Wicklow and pulled up to the Greystone Palace of Rusborough House. She knocked on the door and said, in a feigned French accent, that her car had broken down, and the butler peered out, whereupon Dugdale's three henchmen, wearing balaclavas and armed with Kalashnikovs, rushed the house, tied up the owners, Sir Alfred and Lady Bite, and made off into the night later with 19 paintings, including Vermeer's Lady Writing a Letter with Her Maid. It was one of the most valuable private art collections in the world. Just incredible treasures, a Gainsborough, a Rembrandt, a pair of Rubenses, a Velasquez, and of course, this most valuable picture on any wall in Ireland, the Vermeer. Dugdale was finally cornered where she was hiding. The police, the Garda, the Irish police, reasoned that a foreigner couldn't possibly go to ground in the Irish population. Finally, on a certain day, a pair of constables drove up to a little white cottage, weighed down with grey slates, on a cliff above the Atlantic at the end of a little peninsula, very much hidden away, very secluded, and found Dugdale and the pictures.
I want to find out, and you to tell us, how it was stolen from the same two people, Lord and Lady Bite, in 1986.
The thief was Martin Cahill, also known as the General. A sort of fat, slovenly, ruthless, could be extremely vicious, once stapled a man to the floor finger by finger because he suspected the man of having robbed him. And on a certain night, he and his men went out of Dublin, stole down and drove up around Rusborough and came in from behind and down through a grove of trees, and at 2:20 a.m. broke a window in the door and set off the alarm. The alarm was relayed to the police, and as it happened, two Gardaí, to whom the alarm was relayed, were driving right in front of Rusborough. They just pulled a U-ey, turned off their lights, sped back, drove up through the gates, and roused the housekeeper, who was Lieutenant Colonel Michael O'Shea, a retired army officer. And the Gardaí said, well, one of your alarms went off. So they all trooped off to the alarm box, looked at it, saw that, sure enough, in one of the rooms, the alarm had been triggered. Then O'Shea said, you stay here and I'll go check it by myself. And he went and inspected the room, came back, and said there was nothing wrong. You can leave now. And they did leave, and once they did, the most famous and accomplished criminal in the whole of Ireland came into the house with his men, took 18 pictures, including, of course, the Vermeer, and melted away into the Irish night.
He melted away for some 7 years. And if I remember correctly, the painting, the Vermeer, was finally recovered in the trunk of a car in a parking garage in Antwerp.
In 1993, as a result of a 2-year police investigation and an operation, a sting operation planned by the Gardaí, Scotland Yard, and the Belgian police, they finally recovered the pictures in the airport parking lot in Antwerp. Very, very complex operation.
The scene where it's finally realized that the Vermeer has been recovered, when the lead in this sting opens the trunk of the car, and the Vermeer is just sitting there. I mean, it had been taken out of its frame. And the detective seems to think that these people didn't know what they had. Did they?
Yes, I think actually they did know exactly what they had. I believe that there was no doubt at all in their minds how valuable the painting was. One of the things about what we now know about the disposal of high-end stolen art, the sort of professional art thief who is dedicated simply to stealing art, will never steal a picture like a Vermeer, because there are 35 or 36 of them in the world. They're incredibly rare, they're incredibly valuable, they're just too hard to dispose of in the normal way that an art thief disposes of pictures. But if you steal a picture worth $100,000, say, much more easy to reintroduce that into the legitimate art market. A Vermeer, that couldn't be done. However, the value of the picture, and moreover, its authenticity, is well established in the press reportage. It's the coverage in the press that really works to the thieves' favor. So that if they want to dispose of the picture later, and Cahill hit upon this way of disposing of the picture, into the criminal world, the criminal buyer then knows what the value is because it's been reported. And he also knows that it's legitimate. So I have no doubt that they knew what they had. They'd simply hadn't figured out a way to dispose of it for all those years. Finally, they hit upon a way of leveraging money, getting some reward for it. And what that was is they got a loan or an advance of actual drugs worth a certain amount of money from an Antwerp criminal, and he accepted the Vermeer as security.
An interesting cast of criminals in this entire book of yours. Martin Cahill was later assassinated by the IRA, I think because he tried to fence some of his ill-gotten gains with the Protestant side of that particular conflict. Rose Dugdale, is she still alive?
Yes, she is. She lives in Dublin, in fact. The Irish Republic won't extradite people for political crimes. She can't be extradited for those crimes, if indeed she did commit them.
Any leads on the Isabel Gardner, the Vermeer, the concert?
There was a leading criminal in Boston at the time, James Bulger, known as Whitey Bulger, who was the head of the Winter Hill Mob. And it's almost inconceivable that a crime like that could be pulled off in Boston without either having been pulled off by Bulger's people themselves, or that Bulger would know about it. He'd be the person that I think the FBI would like to talk to most. But he's gone missing. He was indicted by a grand jury for a huge list of crimes, a secret grand jury, and he fled the United States. He's been sighted in London and certainly in Ireland. At least he's said to have been seen in Ireland. It's just speculation. No one has the slightest idea, except perhaps Bulger himself.
So what have you learned about security, then? How can these pieces be made safe without locking them in a cave somewhere?
You see, that's the point. What I've learned about security is that it would be nice if they had some. There simply is no way to provide adequate protection for pictures like that in those vast old country estates and small museums like the Isabella Stewart Gardner without having huge amounts of security. If you had £10 million, which is what, close to $20 million, in cash, you wouldn't sort of hang it in a little package on the wall of your house and let people come and look at it for $5 admission fee. That's the irony of it all, that it's easy to steal because it's easy to get to see it.
Matthew Hart is the author of The Irish Game, published by Walker Company, and he joined us from our London bureau. Thank you very much for those stories.
Thanks, Leanne.
It's been 80 years since the Vermeer was put up for auction. However, art fanciers will get a chance this month to bid on a painting called Young Woman Seated at the Virginals, which has recently been attributed to Vermeer after years of dispute among art historians. For a look at some of the missing paintings and an extended interview, go to our webpage at npr.org.